What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And today I'm actually going to be announcing a new segment, a new division, a new focus with the podcast. And what I mean by that is, for those that don't know, and I probably should finally kind of officially announce this, for those that don't know, the E1B2 Collective Podcast sits underneath of a brand, an entity, a mindset that is titled the E1B2 Collective. Now, E1B2 stands for Employees First, Business Second. And what's exciting about the E1B2 Collective is every single brand that is built, every single keynote that is given, every single strategy and advice that is provided, every single podcast that is recorded, everything that funnels up and scales up to the top, which is the E1B2 Collective, is all about putting employees at the center of strategy, of product, of making better companies, making companies that employees can be happy to work at, making companies that, you know, you as a father can be proud your son or daughter works at, you as an aunt and uncle are happy that your niece or a nephew work at, you as a grandparent are happy that your grandchild is working at, you as a spouse is happy that your partner is working at. The collective has always been about finding the best partners and finding the best strategies and tools and techniques, again, to add to the world of HR, to add to the world of an employee experience, DE&I, the workforce itself. And so the entire mission of the collective, the podcast, has always been to motivate, inspire, build, innovate, and make change. So that's first and foremost. And I think it's been a while since I've shared that point of view. Secondly, I'm starting a few new segments within the podcast, and I've done this before. You know, I did this with Almost Insight, and I did this with Diversial, and I did this with Equal Time, and I did this with Top Employers, and I did this with many different brands that I'm either working with, associated with, own, outright, equity partners, whatever the case is going to be, just inspired by, whatever the case is. And so that's something I'm excited to do and to share. And today I'm going to be sharing a new segment again, that I'm launching, that I'm incredibly excited about, something that I am very, very dedicated to, very, very thoughtful around and strategic, and again, and just super motivated and inspired to kind of tap deeper into this sector, and that is HR technology. Again, I've been in the sector, I've been playing in the sector, building in the sector, I'm doing a lot of things in the sector, but I've never spent time in a podcast and or speaking medium giving advice at a high level, as well as a deep, tangible level and a motivational level, giving detailed advice around HR technology. And so today and moving forward, I'm going to be doing that underneath of the new title of certain segments, which is going to be called the future of HR technology. And so again, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts, my perspectives, nuances, tips, tricks, things that I believe are important to think about as it pertains to HR tech. And I'm going to be going through this in two different directions. I'm going to be going down the rabbit hole of helping and supporting the salespeople that are driving the engines of the HR technology tools themselves. I'm also going to be talking to the folks that are on the strategic and product side of these tools as well, and giving my advice and my perspectives. And then I'm just going to be talking about the tools that exist at a macro level within the HR technology sector, what I'm seeing, what I'm learning, what I'm hearing, how I would use it, how I would implement it, new ideas and things that I'm building within the sector as well, and just a point of view around that. So just wanted to share with you all that there will be a new focus, a new set of segments that are going to be rolling out at least at a minimum once a week. And it's going to be titled The Future of HR Technology. I'm excited about it. I'm passionate about it. And it's something that I'm excited to announce. So that's just a little FYI, a little PR, a little macro perspective. But if I am going to be sticking to the consistency of who I am, I probably should leave you all with a few tips and perspectives. The very first tip that I think I'm going to be giving some advice around is actually going to be for the HR technology sales professional, right? Your strategic account managers, your account executives, your senior account executives, your heads of customer service, heads of sales, folks that are leading all revenue for HR technology companies. It could be a startup company company that's trying to break into the onboarding technology sector or the payroll sector or the benefit sector, or it could be a conglomerate that's massive like a Gartner or a Workday or an Eightfold, whatever the case is going to be. You know, if you are a professional at either one of those ranges, big enterprise level HR technology services and technology and efforts, or someone that is trying to help a brand new startup get off the ground that's influencing, that's being influential and penetrating the HR market and selling into HR leaders, I have one very clear piece of advice, and I will continue to make content to give you more direct pieces of advice. But the one clear advice is going to be around developing a value selling mindset and methodology and how important it is within the HR tech sales landscape. Now, let me, prior to even get into this, let me give you another point of view that I've been realizing. Not everyone deems and defines the technology that they sell, that they partner, that they build community around as an HR technology tool. Some people look at it as many different tools. Someone looks at it as an ed tech tool. Someone looks at it as, hey, we're strictly in benefits. Hey, we're a financial tool. We're a professional services tool. I get the terminology. The reason why I typically deem it and lean into the HR tech tool is because typically your buyers, the folks that you're selling to, the folks that you're building relationships with, are those C-suite executives that happen to sit within HR, that happen to sit within DE&I, that happen to sit within recruitment, that happen to sit within leadership. They are people facing. They have a lot to do with the people and the infrastructure. And if you're building a workforce management tool, a recruitment tool, a DE&I tool, an employer branding tool, whatever you're building, typically you're selling into those, you know, individual stakeholders and those leaders. And so that's why I've always called it and deemed it an HR technology tool. So I just wanted to get that out and open so you all could kind of wrap your head around that methodology. Going back to the value selling methodology, I'll give a very high level point of view in today's kind of introduction to the HR technology podcast, right? Or the segments that are going to be existing within this macro podcast. To be a true value selling professional, period, but leader within the technology sector of HR, I genuinely believe a couple things need to happen. First and foremost, you have to actually believe it, right? That has to be something you really want to do. And you need to be honest with yourself. Because I think if you in your subconscious, in your day-to-day actions, consciously, subconsciously, in the way that you organize your calendar, the way that you hold and have introduction calls, demos, the way that you show up for team meetings internally, if your entire mission is to add value to the marketplace, the world, the community of HR, the employees that exist within these companies, the leaders that exist within these companies that are investing in tools and technology, and if it's your focus to bring value. And what do I mean by value? I mean real value, meaning not just them buying your tool and then you're just leaving them forever and passing it on to customer success and implementation, but actually knowing and understanding and feeling and resonating with their pain points, actually knowing and understanding if they're having onboarding problems or if they're having recruitment problems. Yes, you are paid, right, to position the tool to solve their problems, but you're also, my personal opinion, my humble opinion, my strategic opinion, it's your duty, it's your job, it's your responsibility to bring value. Meaning it's your job and it's your opportunity to understand what they may need from an HR perspective outside of even what the tool can do and offer your advice strategically, offer your network. Maybe even go out of your way to find others that may fit the scope of what they need in their network to help solve some of the problems that they're having, right? Like genuinely bringing them value. That is the very first step that I believe any HR sales technology leader, person, practitioner, professional, account manager, whatever you want to call yourself, I believe it is incredibly important to know, to believe, to understand, to have it embedded inside of the bones and the fabrics of your DNA that you are going to be here to bring value at all cost, whether that's through your network, whether that's through the tools and the technologies that you sell and that you serve, whether that's how you hold and have introduction calls and how you structure them and your tonality of your voice, whether that's how you position your network and your brand and giving them opportunities to meet and collaborate and build relationships within the community, and you're the facilitator of that energy, bring value. Now, what that looks like, we can get into the tips, the tactics, and tools, the ways to really do that, but bringing genuine value and having a value selling mindset will be the number one factor, the number one goal, the number one, in my personal opinion, non-negotiable of any sales leader that is playing in this sector. The HR technology sector is the most interesting sector because you are touching people, you are touching lives, you are touching moms, dads, grandparents, sons, uncles, cousins, you are touching heartbeats. And it may not seem like that when you're building and selling an onboarding tool or a human capability tool or a workforce management tool or a benefits, you know, benefits and compensation process tool or technology. It may not seem like you're touching lives, you're making that much of an impact. But I promise you, you are. Because when you're going in and you're selling these tools to the leaders in these organizations, the leaders are then integrating and administering and building and making sure these tools are going to be touching and impacting the lives of these employees. And so as a perfect example, with Beyond Brand, if an organization that has in the past invest in Beyond Brand, I know the structure of that tool, how clean that tool is, how easy that tool is to use, how efficient that tool is. That tool is going to be positioned to bring value at some point to a mother, to a son, to a father, to a grandma. At some point, it's going to touch someone where it's going to make their onboarding experience, the knowledge of how they may want to be a part of this company in their first 90 days, it's going to make their life hopefully smoother, cleaner, more productive, and more fulfilling. And that makes me feel good. In a real way, right? And I think that's the number one factor as a salesperson, because the people, right, the leaders on the other side of those Zoom calls, those video calls, those Google Hangout calls, in those in-person conversations, those demos, those leaders can feel how genuine, how knowledgeable, and how real you are about the sector. And if those leaders are good leaders, they're also being thoughtful around the tools that they select and invest in, and how it's going to impact the lives within the company. So just wanted to start this out on the right foot, give you a little bit of value, introduce the future of HR technology kind of segments and elements within this podcast. I'm proud. I'm excited. And hopefully I can bring you all some value. So as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.